Yo, what up, Grizz Nation, and welcome back to Grizz 901, your number one Memphis Grizzlies post-game show, and it's not even close. Tonight is all about the game recap, as we always do. We have a fun little second segment where we get into a little bit of a trade talk. Guys that we're looking at are three favorite guys that we want to add to this team, and it could get a little fun here. But as always, we are presented to you by Bluff City Media. I am your host, Daniel. Nate will be joining me here. In that second segment, we will still hit on Grizz trivia. And then the last thing, as we always do, we'll talk about the Celtics, and then we'll get out of here. Let's go ahead and get into the show. It might be a quick one tonight. It's a Friday night. That game didn't deserve a long show, but we're going to have fun either way. Cheers, Nate. Cheers, Nate. What's up, man?
Drowning my sorrows. That sucked. Everybody sucked tonight. So no one escaped the suck tonight.
Listen, I saw that. I saw a tweet from you earlier tonight, and most of the time, I've kind of heeded your advice in a sense, but kind of my own advice over the years that I seem to not heed. I always just kind of get off, and I kind of combat people on Twitter at times, and I realize that's stupid. But I did see one of your tweets, and I saw it, and I was like, this is the smartest thing I've seen all night. And it was, most of these games are fun. Most of these Grizzlies games have been enjoyable to watch. Tonight's game was not enjoyable to watch. Why was it not enjoyable to watch?
Because they all suck. I hated it. There was not a single person I enjoyed watching play basketball tonight. Not Jaren, not Vince, not Roddy. Most importantly, not Trey Jamison, who's not on the court for some reason. Like, dude, you're playing there. You got two guys in there that get nowhere outside the restricted area. And for some reason, we're playing Tosan. I'm not even going to try pronouncing his name. And I guess, like, whatever, I shouldn't care. But I'm like, dude, I'm all for experimenting.
Yeah.
Why are we dicking around and playing a guy that's not going to play for you?
Well,
when there's listen, a guy who could end up actually playing for you.
All right, let me combat that real quick. One, I don't think this is a Trey Jamison night. I don't think it was at all. Now, don't get me wrong. Could he have been worse than the guys on the floor? Probably not. It wasn't a game for him. Let's look at the box score real quick. Whatever. And look, what's the number on minutes that Kevon Looney played? Let's see real quick. Kevon Looney played 11 minutes. Okay.
I'm sure he's a plus 1,000.
Listen, I think Trey Jamison is great. What you do and the reason you play that guy is because he does fit the other team and how to get up and down, more athleticism. And remind me, let's put a pin in that athleticism talk. I want to come back to that. So don't let me forget. But you go back to this guy, whatever his name is, Tosan, whatever. And you just want to see, is he any good? We got him on a 10-day. Let's go ahead and pay the guy. Let's go ahead and see if he's got anything. We're probably not going to look good against this team on a back-to-back, fresh legs. He isn't an NBA player. We can see it.
Listen, Trey Jamison's going to be my GG Kenny Lofton. That's how this is going to go. Like, I don't give.
So we got like three more games of this?
You know what, of what's going on. Like, no, this dude, like, if he's not on the court, like, somebody's got to die. Like, that dude needs to be playing basketball. And, like, nobody played basketball tonight. Dude, Jaren had the most unimpressive 27-point game I may have ever seen in my life.
Oh, a like, quiet 27.
No, it wasn't a quiet 27. It was a disgusting, nauseating 27. It was gross. It was gross to watch. Vince honestly still had a solid game and somehow managed to look bad doing it. Like, it was terrible. And, dude, you know I freaking love David Roddy, but my God, dude, like every time there's a blown defensive assignment, it's him or Gigi.
Yeah.
Like every single time, it's driving me nuts.
He's not a good help defender. He's not.
No, the rotations are always off. Like, and granted, tonight was always gonna be kind of gross because you're working Derrick Rose back in. But, brah, dude, I was like, I mean, it put me in a foul mood, as you can tell watching that game. I hated it.
We have not talked the entire night prior to this. One, I was off doing stuff, putting kids to bed, make sure they're good. My wife's not feeling great tonight. And so I was trying to make sure everything was good. I walk in here. I'm like, hey, we good to start? He's like, yeah, let's make it a quick one. And I knew what kind of night it was going to be.
It was abysmal.
Let's get to this real quick, just because I think this is funny. We're running Roddy and Tosin.
Shamalama ding dong.
Sorry, I tried. Or if I would have rather seen Jemison. Listen, that is awesome. I love Dak. I love all you guys. I love that. It just makes me laugh. I couldn't stop laughing. But in general, you know, it is what it is. But we do have controversy. We had Austin come with a Rose was good, but then Dak, Rose sucked. So I don't know which one it was. But I thought Rose was fine. He didn't play much at all in this game.
No, I mean, he's not going to play much.
Yeah, 16 minutes, which is what you kind of want out of him in a sense.
Yeah. Those legs can only take so much. He was fine. Defensively, you can't do anything on defense. Like, he can't stay in front of anybody on defense, which is half the team. So there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, we'll get into all that definitely in the second segment, because I want to bring up a little bit of talk around the trade deadline and who that could be potentially, you know, leaving out. But mainly, we want to talk. Do you we haven't talked. Do you have your three guys that you potentially are interested in at the trade deadline? Guys that you would want the Grizzlies to go after?
I've got eight. I'll have it narrowed down to three.
All right. So we spoke brief for the day, and I was like, hey, let's segment number two, let's do this. So with that being said, if you all find a guy or two and give them in the chat in the second segment, don't do it now because I will not be able to pay attention. But when we get to that second segment, we're going to do a quick Grizz trivia tonight. Nothing fancy, nothing great, but it will definitely, Nate won't get it right. But then I want to hear who are the guys that y'all are looking for. We're going to share ours, but we're going to spend most of our time on that and not the game recap. So listen, if y'all give us a lot, I promise you we'll stay as long as you'll have us. But if not, if it's a quick segment, we're going to keep rolling and get out of here. But getting through this, I want to talk about the athleticism on our team. Okay, if you look at that Golden State Warriors team, Draymond Green, dude, he is so washed. And don't get me wrong, he had 12 rebounds, 6 assists. He doesn't look like himself. He looks slow. Curry, first time I've ever said this in my life, he looks slow. And I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't know if it's just a random night in February that he's just not excited to be about. But his shot looks slow. His off the ball running around looks slow. I'm not saying he's not good. It just looks like he is just the age is catching up to him. Clay is not good either. But Andrew Wiggins just doesn't look like he is that guy for them, the X factor for them. But Jonathan Kuminga does. But the weird thing about Jonathan Kuminga, it's all athleticism. But then Apods, the other guy who did a lot for them, played 34 minutes tonight, 12 points, 14 assists, and 7 rebounds. Those two guys carried them tonight against us because they were a little athletic, but also they had the more energy. If you look at our team, who's the most athletic guy on our team?
Trey Jamison. that exists, that like still plays basketball for us?
Literally on this team tonight. Not the guys that, because obviously that would be Ja, but just in general.
Gigi.
Okay, I'll give you that one. That's who else? Like, I think Jaren is a little athletic, but I don't know if you'd say he's athletic. John Conchar is not athletic.
I was about to say, if you say Giddy, I'm gonna laugh. Even though he actually did a lot for you tonight, even though he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, basically. Maybe
the problem is you're having to strain to figure it out.
Roddy or Vince, but like you're in a tough spot.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I'm getting at is I think this team needs to get more athletic in the future. And that's kind of what I look at in general when I'm looking at the future of this team, what it looks like. I know there's Taylor Jenkins talked about potentially having, and I said this, Jaren Moore in that 5 spot. Now, I don't know if that's going to be like, hey, going into next year, he's going to be our 5. Just know that there's some games that he could be our 5. Some games he could not. Long stretches he could be our 5. He could open. He could close us with being at the 5 spot. Just know that's a real possibility. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know if he even is going to embrace that role. but he's showing glimpses that he can be a guy who could show and could potentially move into that role. He's never shown it before, but as of late, he's starting to show that a little bit more. And I think, and I know you're one, everybody's wanting to run trade Jemison with him and all that. I think that they're doing this on purpose. They're trying to make Jaren the biggest guy on the floor to see what he's got. And so just know that.
Yeah. And I don't disagree with you. I just want to see Trey Jameson play basketball. Again, we talked about this before, and I don't want to harp on it too much because we will talk about it a lot, I'm sure. But I think Trey Jameson has a place in the NBA.
I agree.
And I think especially if teams are really interested in Tillman, that place could very easily be Memphis. I think he could give you what Tillman's given you as long as he can give you the consistency. Like, Tillman is one of the most consistent players on this team. Like, night in and night out, it's not going to blow your socks off, but you know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
If Trey Jameson can be that consistent, he's a little more athletic than X and can give you just a slight bit more. So, if you're looking to move Tillman, which it sounds like the Grizzlies probably are, then, hey, have him in there, right? And, I mean, there's also upside with him that I don't think exists with X. So, I want to see him play basketball for this team because I think there could be an actual future. It could be wrong, but no. Get out of here with that Naboo talk, Sean. Are you crazy? I saw through that slimy old bastard.
Real quick, I do apologize. I don't know why, but we keep falling off of Twitter over on BCM Grizzlies. I don't get it. Listen, there is over 1,000 of you over there, and I apologize why it fell off and why it broke the connection, but it is back up. If you're joining us, if for some reason you're losing us, that is the reason. It just keeps breaking, and I just deleted it and brought it back up. So I'm hoping we are live again. We are currently. I'm going to try to watch it. So I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on.
I'll tweet out the link too. I'll tweet out the link to YouTube so people can hop in here if they want.
Yeah, and for the future, if you could tell people to join us on YouTube because that's stable. We don't know why it keeps dropping off of Twitter. So, like I said, I apologize. I'll keep watching it. But nothing like going from 1,000 down to 8 all of a sudden. it's an instant flip. So hopefully you all get out your spaces and go over to this place. All right. So I don't know about this game in general, what it said to me, other than this team looks like they had no legs. And that's just, I don't know if it's Lieutenant Dan style, but they just had no legs tonight. And I just think that back-to-back in February, the biggest thing about this team needs a mental break. This team is playing over their head. They've been doing it for so long. There's potentially some trade talk in the back of their head, back of their minds. Any thought, anything you put into that and into like just in general that you think that they're in February, they've been playing, way out of their, usage rates. You're talking about Jaren, even like guys like Roddy, I feel like they need a mental break right now. And seeing that All-Star break, I guess a little bit forward, they're probably hopefully embracing that.
I mean, I need a mental break, so I'm sure they need a mental break. Yeah. It's a rough go, and guys are being asked to do stuff that they should never be asked to do. So it's gotten out of hand, truly. And so I'm positive that they need some kind of mental break. Like,
yeah,
it would be really helpful. All that to say, they need a mental break, but at the same time, like, there's some dudes that's like, hey, you're getting an opportunity. I would expect to see it every night. And again, tonight's an exception. You played a pretty tough stretch of games. They're all close. You win 3, you lose 3, or whatever it was. I mean, it's a tough grind, and I get like tonight and stuff.
Right.
At the same time, I would hope they're not just looking forward to All-Star break, right? If you're Jaren Jackson Jr., I understand why you're looking forward to All-Star break. If you're Derrick Rose, I understand why you're looking forward to All-Star break.
Not Derrick Rose. He hadn't done anything. He's probably the one that is excited.
You know how much you're going to have to ice his knees after tonight? Shut up. I'm not even kidding. Once you get to that age, like, it just sometimes looking and thinking about getting out of bed hurts.
Like, I don't know how that feels.
Yeah, dog. That's what I'm saying. He's going to need that. So there's certain guys I'm like, I understand why you're looking forward to the All-Star break. If you're Santi Aldama, I'd be like, listen, I need to go back to Spain and find my happy place. Yeah. I saw Sean tweeted out. He's actually shot really well the past. Like, the dude has not looked good, in my opinion, like for a month now,
yeah.
other than the last game. Last game was the only time.
Speaking of Sean, stick with us, Sean, through Grizz Trivia. You're really going to like this one. And actually, he might be really good at guessing who it might be. But before we get there, let's give a quick shout out to Streetcars of Memphis. They are always the comment section sponsor. And so if you need an oil change, this is the perfect time to do it. Give them a call and give them the code Grizz901. Get a $55 oil change. And or if not, you want a synthetic, $65. Easy out the door. That's an oil change it costs. Huge saving taking place at Streetcars of Memphis. Check them out online at 901scm.com or call them at 901-323-3332. Go ahead and schedule your oil change, maintenance, or customization services today. They do everything. They can customize anything and everything, but you got to give them a call first. But they are our comment section sponsor. I have a huge meeting Monday with another potential big sponsor, somebody that you all know, somebody that you all love. Could be big things coming to this show. So stay tuned to that. Hopefully I have good news after we get out of that meeting on Monday. But anything else you got on this? The Grizzlies, you know, lose 121 to 101. I want to get into and pass this game, but I want to get into Grizz trivia because I think it'll be a fun one. But two, I want to get into a lot of the trade talk, but really the guys that we would be excited to get.
Yeah, that's whatever's next. Let's get off this game. It makes me want to like put me down like Ole Yeller before you make me watch another game like that. That was gross.
Wow. All right, let's go ahead and get to it real quick. Give about 1 minute. We'll be right back.
Yeah, because Zach Randolph went into the Blazers organization mm-hmm. that had some characters.
Mm-hmm.
Underline the word yeah. characters, right. Okay? He's coming from Michigan State. He's mm-hmm. from Marion, Indiana. And then you go to Portland, Oregon, which it's an entirely different culture, entirely different demographic. He had people around him who were guys from Marion. Hey, you owe us. Anthony, one of the key memories of my time here in Memphis, off the court, I did a Read to Achieve event with Zach Randolph. And the kid who read the most books, his prize was to get to interview Zach Randolph.
Mm-hmm.
And the young man, first question to Zach is, what's the hardest thing for a black athlete to learn?
Mm.
And Zach did not give him any, you know, like BS fluff answer. Yeah. He said, a lot of times the people who say they're your friends, they're not your friends. And you have to pick the people around you very, very wisely.
Tune in to the Anthony Sain Show, Wednesdays and Fridays at 12 p.m. weekly on the Bluff City Media YouTube channel.
Yo, we are back and we're talking about Valentine's Day with Heaven's Healthy Kitchen. If you are looking for a nice meal, something easy, Heaven's Healthy Kitchen has a pop-up event that's going to take place on Valentine's Day. Go ahead and go over to orderhhk.com and you can go ahead and get a pre-order in. Pre-orders only for Heaven's Healthy Kitchen. They are some of the best. And with Heaven's Healthy Kitchen, it is a grassroots business that started here in Memphis by Chef Smith, who is a Memphian. He promotes healthy eating and wellness. But also, are you looking to cook at home? Chef Smith's cookbook's right off of Amazon, and you can download it today. Put it on your Kindle. Put it on your phone. Easy enough. That's that free cookbook. Free to your phone. Sorry, not free. Apologize, Chef Smith. It is not free. You have to pay. But Heaven's Healthy Kitchen continues to do these pop-ups. This next one is Valentine's Day, so get out there on February 14th and give them a shout. Go ahead and check it out over at orderhhk.com. Serving and catering plant-based and vegan gourmet foods straight to you. All right, let's go ahead and get back. And I don't even know what is happening with the screen. That's not the right one either.
You blew it.
The screen messed up when old HHK popped up. All right, let's go ahead and get into my favorite segment.
I'm not sure
it is. As long as you don't get it.
I'm not sure it is your favorite segment.
Is it catching on yet?
Chat? I actually liked it better that time. I don't know. Maybe it's just better than what I had to listen to and watch the entire rest of the night. I hated that.
All right, the Grizzlies, as you all know, that they run a different style of offense, but mainly it does look very similar to others. But people have complained over the years they have had their issues with our offense. A lot of the offense comes from the corner three, with at minimum 10 shot attempts this season. You have the leaders of the corner three, percentage-wise, but also totals. Like, they have taken at minimum 10 corner threes, right?
Okay.
That's the minimum number. I'm going to give you two options for this Grizz trivia tonight, Nate. Would you like to have two guesses to pick out the best shooter out of the corner, or would you like to have five guesses to pick the top three?
Let's see.
Two guesses for the one, or you can have five for three.
I will do... I'll do two guesses for the one.
All right, let's do it. Who is the best shooter out of the corner?
You said this, they're leading in totals, too? Totals and percentage?
They're not leading in total, no.
Okay.
But they've shot 10 or more. Yeah, 10 or more three-pointers.
Jacob Gilliard
is third on the list. At 45.8%, he's 11 for 24 in the season. John 17 guessed Jacob Gilliard as well.
Nah, it can't be.
He said, nah, it can't be.
If it's, I swear to God, I'll lose my mind if it's who I think you might be saying. I'll say Marcus Smart.
It is not Marcus Smart. I don't even know where he is on the list. I took the picture and I moved on. Somebody in the chat has guessed it. I don't know if you have the chat open or not, but
I just opened it up.
Our good buddy over, I believe he's over New Zealand, Trail Strange, guessing Roddy is not right. John 17, come back to you on Vince. It is not right. Austin Moore, you're guessing Zaire, not right. Wayne, Vince Williams is not right. Gilly was right on that one, on the third overall. Bane is number two, Dak Daniels. Rose is not. Anybody that we're missing here? Anybody see anybody that we're missing?
Is it Gigi?
It's Gigi Quinn Hill with the correct guess.
Okay, I'll take that. I was like, I swear to God, if this is Xavier Tillman, I'm going to lose my mind.
So Gigi Jackson is 8 of 13 from the corner at 61.5%. This is before the game tonight. He is 4 of 6 from the right corner and 4 of 7 from the left corner three.
And so shout out Gigi.
Shout out to Gigi. I know a lot of people, I've talked bad about, the way the offense is, where you kind of run to the corner and hit those open shots. Listen, I agree. I don't love it sometimes, and some of these guys don't flourish in it. Somebody who does, and I think will flourish in the offense, that is going to be Gigi, because he does knock down that corner three, but he can also cut from the back, right, with those lobs. Just imagine the lobs from Ja, just as we saw with Zaire, but now you're talking about somebody who's hitting at a high percentage from the corner, but also somebody can catch the lobs, somebody that can create once you catch the pass and get to the front of the rim. And so, shout out to Gigi Jackson. I saw that and I had to
qualified.
Yep. So, all right, let's go ahead and get in on the radar. On the radar tonight is all about some guys and three guys that we're looking at. We want to hear a little bit of what you have within the, guys that you're looking to target. Nate, you have so many. I'm gonna let you go first. And I do want to answer real quick from John 17. Rose didn't make it through tonight without getting hurt. So let's go ahead and go on the radar with you, Nate. Who's your guy that you're looking at the Grizzlies to get?
We'll see the injury report for the next game.
Yeah.
All right. You want to do back and forth? I do one, you do one?
Yep.
All right. So I broke it down in three different ways. The one that I think is probably the most realistic, the one that it was with a selling team, but I'm not sure it's actually realistic, and three, sort of the, it's not out of the realm of possibility, but a bit of a stretch in my opinion. Okay. But they're all possible somehow. So the first one I think is most realistic. It's not my favorite on the list. It's not the guy I really want, but I think he's realistic, is Daniel Gafford with the Wizards.
Okay.
He expires in 2026, making about $13.3 a year. It's really easy for you to make that salary work if you're the Grizzlies, right? That's really easy for you to make that work. And the Wizards are like just a mess. Like there's no reason for them not strip that down as much as possible, get as many assets as they can. They're already talking about trading Tyus for second rounders. Jordan Poole has been really fun to watch over there, but not for the reason he hoped he would be. Kuzma can get you a lot of assets, and Gafford is one of those guys I could see being on the way out too. So, big dude, plays above the rim, athlete, makes sense, like he fits. He's a guy that I would like here, but not a guy that I just like love here. All that to say, I see a really realistic way to get him here.
I like Daniel Gafford. I think he has potential. I don't know if he is the guy that we really need, because if you're bringing in Daniel Gafford, you're expecting him, and I'm guessing, you know, I'm going to speak for you a little bit. You're expecting him to be a starter, correct?
Yep. Exactly.
I don't know if I love that.
Exactly.
So that's my So that's my issue with him, is he's a guy who I do like. I do like his style in general, but I just don't know if he is the guy for this team for the future. And let me bring something back. When Steve-O got traded, shout out to Steve-O, always rep Aquaman. I want to ask the question. Or you know what? I'm not even going to ask the question. I'm going to tell you. Ime Udoka said, and the Houston Rockets said, that they're going to bring him off the bench behind Alperen Şengün.
I hate that. I think, I mean,
I don't know if we've talked about it, but I did say that you potentially could bring him off the bench behind a guy like Clint Capella. At one point on this show, I was right. I need you to go ahead and admit it.
No.
Okay. If you don't want to admit it, that's fine. All right, let's get to my first guy.
See how it goes before I admit anything.
Yeah, Kai Jones will never be here in Memphis for sure. Let's go ahead and get into my first guy. This is going to be the guy who, this is my tried and true. This is my number one guy. This is the number one piece that I would want for this team, and that is Mikal Bridges. And I know that's going to go, obviously, you know, as everybody's thinking is, duh. But Mikal Bridges can defend. He can knock down shots. He can be your other guy. He can be the guy who really ties it all together in a sense. But Mikal Bridges is $21 million this year. And then he goes to 23, 24, and then he's an unrestricted free agent. So you get him for two more seasons on that contract. I think there's potential. He's in your window. Mikal Bridges is tried and true. There's nothing else to say about it. I do think that you could send out a guy like Luke Kennard, Zaire Williams, and then throw some picks. The reason I would send Luke out is because what they have another year for Luke. So they would take him. Flip him next year. He's on an expiring deal. Flip him again. You get another extra first round pick potentially out of that again. And you keep on, you know, reaping the benefits of that. I don't think the Brooklyn Nets are here to win anytime soon. That's why I would do that with and get Mikal Bridges if possible.
You were right on the money with your first thing, which is duh. Of course we would love to have Mikal Bridges. It's just not happening. Okay, so two things. I think we both got confused on this a little bit. I got confused and thought we were talking exclusively big men. So I only have big men on my list for tonight. So that's going to be fun.
Okay.
Hence why Daniel Gafford is someone I mentioned.
Okay.
Two, you got confused because we said we would make it realistic.
That is realistic. I know they say that they won't take it, but they will. They will eventually. They have to.
No, they don't. They have already said, this is why I said Masai runs the Nets. They turned down four first rounders already and are saying that now they will turn down five first rounders. See, maybe that's just them saying whatever. They want two first rounders for DFS. I do not see that happen. I don't see a world with that. If it does, I'm more than happy to tell you you're right about that one. That would be amazing. But
I can't wait.
I think you're skirting the rules a little bit there. I misunderstood the rules. I think you're skirting the rules a little bit.
All right. Well, we are.
That would be great. Two thumbs up to that.
I appreciate that. Well, for the third time now, we are back up on Grizzly Bear Blues at BCM Grizzlies on Twitter. Like I said, and I know you put out the tweet, join us on YouTube. It's working. You know what? Join us over at Grizz 901 Live over there. You can join us there. It has not fallen down from there for whatever reason. We don't know why it keeps breaking the chain, and I've tried to help it so much. So anyway, keep going. Go to your next guy. Give me another big man.
Well, we're going to have to call him aside because it's Nick Claxton. So we're going back to the Nets. I actually like Claxton better than I would like Gafford. And again, I went the big man route because I thought that's what we decided we would do tonight. The problem is I don't see much reason for Brooklyn to do it unless you're throwing a handful of picks in there, right? And I'm not sure that you want to part with the picks for Nick Claxton. Maybe you do if you say, hey, Nick, get him to say he's going to extend.
Yeah.
So he'll want to be here because he is expiring after this year. And you think he's going to be able to hold it down as your starting center. Then you can give up maybe a first rounder and then whatever you want to do with other players to make that happen. The problem is, as far as contracts go, like they have an expiring contract in Nick Claxton. So I don't think they're super motivated to move him unless they can bring in those kinds of assets.
Yeah.
Right. So, as the Grizzlies, you probably need to throw in something else to take another contract off their books that you don't really want, right? If you're going to make that happen, plus picks you may not want to part with. So that's why I'm like, it's in the realm of possibility, but I'm not sure it's the most realistic trade out there, even though money-wise, you can make it work pretty easy.
Right.
With him being expiring, I think it's tough to make it work. As a player, I really like him with this team, though. I really do.
Okay.
It's not my top guy. Like I said last night, he's not my number one guy I like, but I do like him.
I asked the question to some guys with Bluff City Media, and their first person was Claxton. As Kenny's saying, 24, first round, Luke, and Smart for Claxton. What?
Yeah, I don't think you're sending Smart.
Oh, and DFS. So you're getting DFS and DFS Claxton? That's fine. I listen, I like Luke. I think his shooting is awesome for this team. We need more athleticism.
Am I the only person in the world that thinks DFS kind of sucks?
He's never been that good. He's never been that good, but everybody is now blowing him up that he's awesome.
Hold on. I got to go look at this. It's sort of the same thing. Maybe it's because he was on the Mavericks with Luka. I just remember Luka always passing the dudes and then not making the shot. And DFS and Reggie Bullock were the two main culprits. So I'm like, am I crazy? Or am I like, is he not the guy who misses the shot you need him to make all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, I was like, I don't hate the trade. I'm just like, it's the same thing. Like, are there other paths available? Because I would rather have Smart than DFS.
Two firsts for DFS is laughable.
Of course it is. Of course it is. I'm talking about the trade that Kenny threw there. A first, Luke and Smart for Claxton and DFS. Mm. I don't know. Again, I maybe overvalue the winning aspect of Marcus Smart. I've admitted that. I'm super biased towards that dude knows how to win.
Yeah.
And I think that matters.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Replacing that with DFS is like moves the needle the wrong way for me. So
I agree.
I don't know. It's an if for me, and I don't think I'd want that.
I'm so low on DFS. Austin Moore saying he is 3-and-D. He is a 3-and-D, but like what is he shooting right now?
He missed like 20 something threes in a row, like as of a week ago. I was watching and they said, oh, he's now missed, I think, 18 threes in a row. I'm like, this is the guy they want two first rounders for.
Yeah, he's 30 years old. Okay, so obviously he's at the high end that we want him, but he's averaging 9 points, 4.8 rebounds, and 1.4 assists. And listen, you can say what you want. Maybe he's with Brooklyn. He is not. He's just not that good. So for this year, his field goal percentage is 41% overall. He's shooting 38.3%, 2.1. on the year, shooting 5.5, making 2.1, shooting 5.5. That's fine, but like,
yeah, it's not bad.
It's not
better than I thought.
I just don't love him, and that's the thing is for me is like I think he's fine, but he's just not what I want.
He's a career 35% 3-point shooter, which is fine. But if you're going to be that, I really need you to be an elite defender. And I'm just like, I always bring it back to you. Okay, if I put you on Ja Morant, what's going to happen?
Yeah,
I put DFS on Ja Morant. I have very little faith in the defensive side of that. And here's Ja Morant's going to win that battle a lot. Ja Morant is an otherworldly player, right? Like that's not necessarily fair. The my thing is, there are players that can give Ja Morant trouble. I don't see DFS as one of those guys. So why would I want him if he shoots 35%? It's like, again, I saw him brick too many open threes in Dallas to think, okay, shooting 38% this year in Brooklyn. And all of a sudden, that's just going to be what it is.
Yeah. Austin, same way with us, man. I don't want him. And Kenny, listen, Kenny, I don't know if he's is smoking a good one tonight, but DFS, GG, BC, and Tillman off the bench is trash. We can't score and we really can't defend. I know DFS is decent. BC, Tillman, and GG are not great defenders.
Hold on.
We're going to put Kenny on a.
Your next guy because I'm looking up a stacks. I could have sworn I saw this at some point.
Listen, the only thing that's happening good right now is the fact that our Twitter has actually held. It's holding. Hold, baby. Hold. All right. Let's go ahead. If you are on Twitter watching this over at BCM Grizzlies, do us a favor. For some reason, it drops. Go over. If you want to stay on Twitter, that's perfect. Go over to Grizz901 Live at Grizz901 Live. One, follow us. Two, and go ahead and just watch it there. If you want to join us on YouTube, as always, join us there. And then everybody else here, do us a favor. We're doing this for you. It's a Friday night. Hit the like button. Y'all have been awesome at hitting the like button. I think our show gets the most likes out of everybody else's show on Bluff City Media. So first of all, thank you. Y'all have been crushing that. So it's easy. Drop the chat down. Hit the like button. Bring it back up. If you're watching on mobile, if you're watching on at home on your desktop, you're braver than I am. I don't have a desktop. I'm trying this myself on the laptop. Bones Highland is my next guy. I went with a guard because you were going with all the big guys because I had a couple different options. Bones Highland has on $2 million this year, $4 million next year, and then we get the bird rights if we were to take him. The reason I bring him up is because you could easily let them move off of him, and you could send them somebody back if they're looking for a swap of money with potential. You could send them a Zaire. You could send them a Jake LaRavia. If they're saying, hey, we're not playing him anyway, we don't really even like him on this team, we're willing to take a guy that has potential, that could be a play. The other play, you could potentially send John Contar over there. Their money matches, especially this year. You could easily do a one-for-one trade, and you could get a Bones Highland for this year, a guy that's a creator but also a ball handler that's coming off your bench. You would then obviously not need Derrick Rose as much, but that would be the guy that I would move in general and go get a guy that's a shot creator but also a guy who can handle the ball. You don't like him?
How much money is he getting paid?
$2 million.
You're a contract guy.
Huh? $2 million.
$2 million for how long?
For this year, $4 million next year, and then you have the bird rights the year after that.
Yeah. I mean, okay. It's fine. It's an upgrade from John Conchar. I'll give you that.
Yes, you're in timeout. I don't know. Like, I get you're trying to, like, move. You're trying to make these big swings, but – bro, we have our big swings. Our big swings are Ja, Jaren, and Bane. These other swings are what you put around them.
I just am unconvinced he feels much of a need for you. I'm not a big swing guy. We've talked about this a million times. Like, I love the big swing of, like, a Mikal Bridges. I love the big swing of a Jeremy Grant. That's never been the move. I said, going back to last year, I was like, dude, you just need the little pieces around this. You just need an actual big off the bench. You just need a guy who can guard and make threes. You don't need a star.
No, I agree. No. And that's what I'm saying. You upgrade instantly over Derek. I like Derek Rose. He's fine. He's never going to be injury free. Can you count on him in the playoffs? Maybe not. Can you count on him during the regular season? No. So, like, I like Derrick Rose. I like the idea of Derrick Rose. When he's in the game, he plays great, but he can never be in the game. One question before we move on to yours. Andre Drummond. The reason not Andre Drummond, Clayton, is for the simple fact that he's an expiring. You don't need him this year. You're not going to take on an expiring contract this year for no reason at all. The only reason you would is to buy him out, send him out their way because you got a big piece. But Andre Drummond in the offseason, maybe that's a different deal. And I think that's a potential to look up, depending on what he wants to get paid, but not as a trade. You don't want to trade for Andre Drummond unless he's a throw-in. But why would you throw in Andre Drummond? Just in general. Go ahead.
With Drummond, he actually – obviously, I was on the big man train. He made my honorable mentions list. So
Who did?
Like Andre Drummond.
Andre Drummond?
Yeah, but it's for the same reason you said. He's expiring. It doesn't really make all that much sense. Unless, again, you get a – you can make a deal with the Bulls, and then you can get Drummond to say, hey, I'll extend with you for 2 years, and the second one's like a club option or something like that.
Yeah, and you in the comments laughing at me, criticizing me for going after a guy that makes you just a little bit better. Look at this. We have no money for a high-end player. Thank you, Clayton. Thank you.
Contract.
You're next.
Thailand contract.
$2 million. I told you. Like, do you not believe me?
I'm just thinking about what he's going to command. Because here's the other part.
What do you mean command? You got him for $4 million next year. And then you got the bird rights. The bird rights, right?
But still, I'm talking about eventually he's going to have some money. The only reason I'm saying this, if you'd shut the hell up and let me finish what I'm saying, I'm not going after what you're saying. I'm looking at, okay, can you make a deal for someone like Colin Sexton instead, who I love miles and football fields more than I would ever.
How much is he?
$17 million? How much more do you think Bones is going to make in his next contract?
You could get almost 8 Boneses for him. You get a lot of Bones.
I don't think you pay attention to the current NBA. Maybe. Maybe, but same thing. I like Colin Sexton a lot more than I like Bones Highland.
I get it. So do I, but you have to send out Smart or Luke. You have to. For a backup point guard, just to play. You have two little guys playing. Why don't we just have Jacob Gilliard out there?
The whole point was to fill in. Yes, I would send out Luke Kennard for Colin Sexton. Are you nuts? You know how much better Colin Sexton is than Luke Kennard?
But you can't play them next to each other. Him and Ja, they're just too small defensively. Like, they just are. Go your next guy. I'm tired of talking to you.
Good luck playing Bones Highland and Ja Morant next to each other.
You don't have to. He's $2 million. He's like a write-off.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do my honorable mentions now.
Oh, shit. We got like 17 minutes of these.
Andre Drummond was an honorable mention. Jared Allen, honorable mention.
Jared Allen, honorable mention. He would be the perfect fit.
Makes too much money. It's the only reason. He makes $20 million a year. I just don't see a way they pull it off.
Otherwise, we can do Colin Sexton for 17, but not Jared Allen for 20.
If we're going to talk about Colin Sexton or Bones Highland, yeah, I would rather have Colin Sexton. I think you're overestimating how much more the money's going to be for Sexton than whatever. Who else? Robert Williams.
Honorable broke.
Mention. Exactly. That's why he's broken. Or why he's an honorable mention. Because he's broken. The last one I have, and again, I think this is probably, there's no way it can happen. But my answer is whichever center the Knicks will send you.
Ooh.
Whether it's Hartenstein or Robinson. Robinson, the issue is same thing as Robert Williams. Like, are you confident he's going to stay unbroken? Because I'm not necessarily confident in that. Hartenstein, I think, is awesome. But honestly, I think the Knicks may be at a point where they say, hey, we want to extend Hartenstein and get off of Robinson.
Too late to extend him, I believe.
Is it too late to extend him?
I
don't know.
I'm not 100% sure on that. He's making $9 million this year. He's an unrestricted free agent next year. And he is, there's obviously a time when he can't be extended anymore. I don't know when that is. But I do know that they haven't done that. So,
well, maybe they don't then, but that's a guy I figure we get an extension in the offseason then, probably with the Knicks. I mean, he's played really well for them. He's a guy we talked about in the summer. I know Chris was talking about it on No Bluffing in the summer. He's a guy that I was really impressed with on the Clippers and would have loved for him to be a Memphis Grizzly, and he's showing why this year. So would love for him to get traded. I imagine the Knicks are going to do what they need to do to keep him. But I do think that opens up the potential for Mitchell Robinson to get moved. And at the end of the day, like, you've had bad injury luck with the guys that you do have, who none of them are considered injury prone for the most part. Do you just roll the dice and say, this guy fits what we want to do at a price that we probably could afford? Like, maybe that's something you could do, because of his injury history, there's a chance you could keep him on the same money even after his contract is up, which I think it's 2026. Yeah, he's making about $15 million a year through 2026. So chances are he's not going to command much more money than that if it does end up working for you. It might be something you roll the dice on. Again, I would be somewhat surprised if a bunch of moves happen before the deadline. I would be really sad if the Grizzlies come in with a center that they draft next year. So looking more towards the offseason. But that's a guy that you see Austin in the chat saying Robinson's going to play again this year. I think the Knicks have a decision to make. And I think if they have a decision to make, you have a chance to take advantage of that decision. And so towards the end of the realm of possibility. It's on the less probable end. But I do like the opportunity to possibly get in there and make that happen.
Yeah, so this was going to be my off-season move, and I was going to share this after we got done because the trade deadline, they're not going to move Hartenstein for the simple fact that Robinson will not be able to get back before the trade deadline, which is obviously, you know, within, I guess, we're a week away now, less than a week away. And so they're not going to move on off Hartenstein. He's expiring. He's $9 million. He does more for them right now because of, you know, Mitch Robinson being out. But he is an unrestricted free agent. Unless they do somehow extend him, he's going to be able to do what he wants to do in the offseason. That's when I think the Grizzlies could come in and say, hey, we can offer you a little bit more. Now, the Grizzlies do have that trade exception, which is the 12-point whatever. He could fall into that potentially. I would expect him to be right around that $12 million range. I really would. And at that point, if you could use a trade exception to somehow get him as a free agent, that he could be your actual starter next year, next to Jaren for sure. And he would be the perfect fit. And that's who I had on one of mine is him. But unfortunately, it's not going to happen at the trade deadline. There's no reason that the Knicks want to move him. They're playing too good, and they have a chance to actually be good. And as Austin said, I don't want to spend a lot on a center either. I agree. Not if they're looking at Jaren at being potentially the center of the future or playing some of that.
Well, and as much as it sucks, unless you're getting a guy that you can lock down and you know you can get it locked down, there's no reason for the Grizzlies to make this move now either. Right. So it's going to be a lot of waiting and seeing, if I had to guess. Because, like, why would you make that move for a guy that's on an expiring contract that you can't lock down if it's a guy like Hartenstein? Right. And if you're the Grizzlies, unless there's an opportunity for someone like Mitchell Robinson that pops up and you have the opportunity to go get him, that's a guy that's signed through 2026 that you know fits with some of the guys that you have, maybe you go pull the trigger. Otherwise, if it doesn't look like anything's materializing, you say, I'm going to wait till we get to the offseason. All these other teams have some pressure to make some decisions, and then is when you come make your move. So I'm with you on that. And again, I think either one of those guys is a great get for you.
Yeah.
I think it's a great get. And honestly, if I had to lean towards one, I think the Knicks find a way to lock down Hartenstein and they move off Robinson. Hartenstein's fit too well next to the other guys who you want to accentuate. Yeah. I've never thought Robinson and Randall was the best fit in the world. I've never loved it.
He's really good.
He is really good. But I think Hartenstein has fit really well next to Randall. And then obviously Brunson's doing what he's doing. If I'm the Knicks, I might be believing what my eyes are telling me as far as that goes. And so, again, I just think there's going to be a chance to go take advantage of that somehow, and I hope the Grizzlies are able to go do that.
somebody check on Goon. Somebody might be holding him hostage. He is not a good one-on-one player. He's horrible. Still on that Jaren hate wagon.
All right. To be clear, because I was as disgusted as I've been, honestly, the only other game I've been more disgusted about is the Bulls game than what I watched tonight. It was a gross game to watch. All these guys are going to, like, they should look awful every night, including Jaren, because, like, what else are you going to do? Go guard David Roddy, who's shooting, like, 12% from three right now? I love Roddy. That's why it breaks my freaking heart and it's making me so mad watching him play basketball right now. It's just terrible. But all these guys should look terrible.
Yeah.
And that's why I say that, because it's like, as much as I hate the way Santi's been playing, I can't jump to conclusions about Santi. Gigi has looked bad the last couple of games. I'll say the game before, like last night, he looked okay. Just the shot wasn't falling. But then you get to tonight, and he looked bad tonight. Roddy looks bad. Zaire, that doesn't count. All these guys, even Vince didn't look great tonight. Like, it's going to be rough. It's going to continue to be rough. Good news is it's not going to be the entire season. Like, Smart and Bane are going to play basketball again this year. So
that's what we hope. Real quick, Robert Barnett saying it sucked to be there tonight. There's more cheering for Curry. Yeah, that's the worst. But that's kind of how the season's gone. All right, real quick, we do have some questions that the chat has kind of produced some guys' names, and then I'm going to give my last one. It's not going to wow you, but it's probably going to make you say who. So Jalen Duren, pipe dream, zero chance, but the Black Ninja wants to get Jalen Duren.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's a fit. Zero chance we can get him.
Who we have to take hostage?
I know you're going to like these ones. Talk about Drummond earlier. I don't think he's a draftable guy, but Kuz, give me your thoughts on Kuz. Austin wants to know.
I'm unmoved by Kyle Kuzma.
I am unmoved as well, because it doesn't help you. He rebounds okay. It doesn't help you move the needle. You're going to have to give up one of your better players that you have are paying decent money to, and either Smart or Luke, maybe Clark. I don't think it makes you move the needle at all. Let's keep going.
What's contract? I'm interested in this. The answer's too much, but what's the contract? I'm looking it up right now. The Kyle Kuzma contract.
27, right?
27. Say, the answer is too much, but I'm going to see exactly what it is.
I think it's 27.
25, descending at least, so about 22. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm out.
All right, perfect. I like it. All right, this last one. Wayne has some quick fire. Listen, if you have these, send them to us. We want to hit on them real quick before we get out of here. Bad. All right. So Jared Vanderbilt, the only issue with Jared Vanderbilt, he's now injured. And so that might be an issue, but do you like Jared? I believe he just got hurt. Yeah. Last night.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. Jared Vanderbilt is out. I believe he's 2 to 3 weeks or something like that.
Shout Jonathan Isaac though. I like that.
Patrick
Williams.
I don't
see it happening, but
who is Drop Reith? I'm guessing that's gotta be,
Nossie.
Yeah.
He's not bad, but I'm going to pass Wayne. I'm sorry. I don't want to kill your dreams, because it's actually not the worst suggestion in the world. It's not Bones Highland, but it's still – I wouldn't do it.
Dude, Alan, y'all talking about Drummond more than his mom. He's a bum.
Alan, who hurt you? Alan always upset. Alan,
I don't think he's talking about us. I think he's talking about the chat, because we haven't talked about
it. I know, but it's like, Alan, I just want you to know, like, this is a safe place. You got friends here.
So, Walker Kessler.
I mean, yeah. Like, listen, Nikola Jokic.
No, that's not the same.
I know.
All right, let me give you mine. But, let me give you mine.
Well, I do want to follow up. Truly, it's not the same. At the same time, like, there's no way the Jazz beat Walker Kessler, in my opinion. If they do, then I would be shocked. Same thing with Jalen Duren. Like, I would love both those guys, truly.
That's Mr. Duren.
Mr. Duren. Listen, I call him Mr. Duren. The dude is a freaking man amongst boys.
Yeah.
Took his rebounds tonight. That paid off till Vince got six again. God. Crushing me. Dude, Vince and Pascal finished.
Let me help you on your betting.
On their number.
if he's guarding a perimeter three-point shooter.
Oh, no, I just thought it happened.
Get back into the paint to get the rebounds.
I understand. I understand the logic. I just figured he would hit seven one of the two nights, and he
didn't. All right, let me give you mine, and this is not from me, but it is from me. I asked for some help on this one, and I was given this name, and I was very unfamiliar with this guy's game, even though we just saw him play. But Dean Wade of the Cleveland Cavaliers, does this move you at all?
Dean Wade?
Dean Wade.
No. I mean, why? Luke Kennard, Kroger Brand?
He's not even close to that. Like, they're not the same position. Anyway, what if I want to ask you the question.
Tell me everything Dean Wade does for you, Daniel.
I want to ask you the question. If you were to sign Xavier Tillman back to this team, what do you think his contract might look like for the foreseeable future?
I don't know. I mean, probably like, making around...
like a jitty contract, like 4-6, somewhere on there.
Yeah, I'd say 6-8. Like 8 being on the super high end.
Have to.
But that's the thing is, like, I mean, there's teams interested, right? There's teams interested, but I don't see him making less than 6 probably.
Okay. So this guy, Dean Wade, is making $5 million this year, and then he's making 6 the next 2 years, and then he's an unrestricted free agent. So you would have him under contract at $6 million to be your backup big, right? He's 6'9", I think I lost his, 6'9", 228. So he's a little bit bigger than Xavier Tillman. So he plays that exact same role in a sense, right? He's the backup big center. Play off of Brandon Clark. And the reason I bring that up is because of this. Dean Wade is a 40% three-point shooter. That's what he does mostly. Mm-hmm. He also rebounds pretty well. And so with that being said, is if you could get a guy like a Dean Wade, and I don't even know if it's Dean Wade. Let's just say the thought of Dean Wade. So a guy like him, and this is just me, I wrote down exactly what I would want on this team. I broke down every player on this team and just looked at it in general. If you're bringing in a guy like Brandon Clark, who needs the paint, that's where he excels. Athleticism in the paint. If you can bring somebody else that's a big guy who can guard maybe the center position a little bit, but also be able to knock down some three-point shots, that's exactly what he does. He's cheap. He would be a backup big for you. I don't know about him defensively, but a guy like that, I just think he's decent, and I think he's on a decent contract for sure.
I mean, yeah, he's fine. It's fine. But, like, it's – I don't understand the question. Like, what are we talking about Dean Wade for?
He upgrades you in the spots that you really need to be upgraded. You can't upgrade your top three.
What does he upgrade?
He upgrades your backup center position. Xavier Tillman, he upgrades. You hate Xavier Tillman shooting three-pointers. This guy makes 40% of them. He went 2-5 for the Grizzlies.
The only thing I hate about Xavier Tillman. You've named the one thing I hate about Xavier Tillman. Rebounding, defense, screening. All
not
he does
under
well.
Contract next
I watched
year.
Dean Wade play last night. If he doesn't make a three, I don't give a damn. What are we talking about? You've like taken, okay, we're going to take all the good parts of Xavier Tillman. Now we're going to take it out. But hey, the guy can make threes. Get off my, what are you talking about, dude? Dean Wade. It's tall Luke Kennard. What are we, like, but not exact, but can't make threes as well as Luke Kennard. What are we doing, dude? Hey, where's an upgrade over Xavier Tillman? Except for it's actually a downgrade in literally everything Xavier Tillman does well, but he'll make a three. No.
I'm just saying you have to upgrade these positions.
Dog, that's not an upgrade.
It is. Dean Wade is better than Xavier Tillman. He is.
Okay. Have fun being wrong. What are we talking about, dog? Yeah, Austin, yes. I must be high. Also, I'm coming in. I'm doing a little bit of chat moderation. The Austin, hell no to the Al Horford thing? Listen, first off, the answer is hell no. But you don't get to say hell no if you're pushing Kyle Kuzma for this team. That's not what gets to happen here. No. Doing some chat moderation right now. You're right, but you're also wrong. Also, John, 17. This is actually not chat moderation. I've seen you say it a couple of times. I want to make sure I point it out. No, he cannot be a starting center for your team. But he is good. I think he is good, and I think he can be a backup center. Worst case, I think he can be your Xavier Tillman break glass in case of emergency. So I think he is good. I don't think he's being overlooked as a starting center. I don't necessarily think he's being overlooked. I think it's just the nature of the Grizzlies roster. They're going to check out all these guys right now. I hate it. I don't want to watch it. I'd rather them play guys who I think could actually earn an NBA spot. That is the case here. I see a Looney in the chat too. I actually don't mind Looney. I just don't see that happening. I don't mind Looney at all.
I must be high, I guess. All right. Getting to the next break because this one is because
you're miserable too.
Terrible. We'll see you in a minute.
I'm just big on being able to vocalize what someone's role is. I always thought my best coaches were the people that let me know exactly what you expect from me. Now, I might not like it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But if you come to me man to man to say, this is how we think we're going to play you, bang, bang, bang. And hopefully everybody understands. I'm not saying that this has not been done with this team. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying from my experience, we all have egos when we get to this game.
Right.
All of us. To the last person on the bench, you got an ego. But all of us can't be the man.
Yeah.
You're not, you got to be able to say, okay, he's the man, but what do I do and what can I do to help us be good? And if it's vocalized to you, then you know exactly and if I'm out there doing it and now I'm not getting the result from you, now we got to sit down and have another conversation. Mm-hmm. But as long as it is told to you, this is what we expect from you, this is how we want you to play, then I feel like, again, keeping his logo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Tune in to The Anthony Sain Show, Wednesdays and Fridays at 12 p.m. weekly on the Bluff City Media YouTube channel.
Everybody loves Dean Wade right here at Grizz 901. Go ahead and do us a favor. Hit that like button over on YouTube. Unfortunately, the link has broken again to the Twitter show. I don't understand what's going on, but I'm trying to do my best to kind of keep it up every time I see it broken. But I'm trying to put it back up as much as possible. But I'm your host, Daniel, and that is Nate. We just got through an amazing time talking about my friend, Dean Wade. And that was from Ryan, okay? Ryan gave me that, and I literally was for an hour looking into his stats and looking into his numbers, watched a few highlights, and I was like, all right, I'm
That's why Ryan's been cursed with bad Wi-Fi because of takes like that. That's why Ryan has bad Wi-Fi. Also, owe some apologies. The hell nah was apparently to Dean Wade, not to the Al Horford. So still, the Kuzma thing sucks. But the hell nah to Dean Wade, you got that. Yeah, we're good to go. I appreciate that now.
Hell nah to Al Horford.
I've got a question for you, Daniel.
Go ahead and give him his flowers.
I got a question for you, dude. I had a whole bit set up, and you just completely screwed the pooch. This is why they're trying to let me run the show, because you just absolutely shafted it. I was like, Daniel, do you have any Valentine's Day traditions? And you're going to say, I hate Valentine's Day. I'm like, well, you know, at the very least, you have to get your lady some flowers. And you know the best way to go with that? Pews. You know Pews. From flower shops to commercial landscape maintenance, Pews has been around for 30-plus years servicing the Mid-South. But did you know that Pews also does residential lawn care? Pews residential spray can take care of all your weed control and fertilization needs. If you want to create that perfect weed-free lawn, then call Pews residential spray today. Today. Actually, it's pretty late. Tomorrow for a free estimate. 901-633-2118 and let them know that the Grizz 901 crew sent you. And remember, with Pews, you get big company strength, small company values.
Almost thank you, like Grizz girl.
Daniel's small brain completely shafting something that I had set up perfect. Golly, just completely screwed the pooch, dog. What is wrong with you?
Let's get to the Celtics game. It is Sunday. We have not talked about this. I think we're having a show. I'm not exactly sure. We haven't been doing Sunday shows, so stay tuned. We could... We could dip on this one. I'm not sure. What's your thoughts? You know, honestly, I want to hear the chat's thoughts as well. Does the Celtics game deserve a show? Not that the Celtics aren't great. They are awesome. It's a Sunday afternoon. If people aren't going to be here, if it's not going to be in demand, I don't know if we're going to do it. I know you're busy. I know I'm busy. So we might. So we're going to – honestly, I'm going to ask the question because we skipped last Sunday, and I think that was a smart decision. But there is no football, and so the next Sunday is going to be Super Bowl Sunday. And so I'm not sure if they have a game on that Sunday as well. But just overall on the Celtics, any thoughts on them?
They're really good at basketball. They somehow lost to the Lakers. I don't know. Like, the Celtics are one of those teams that, like, I'll believe they can win a championship when they win the championship, though. Does that make sense? Like, yeah. There's something about them that I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if it's because, like, you have the Jaylen Brown moments that just don't go. Like, it seems like Tatum and Brown have never been awesome together in, like, a playoff series, and I think that they have to be. And they're both awesome players, right? I don't know if it's Brown's too streaky or, hey, you need the point guard aspect. I think Drew Holiday, like I said this in the offseason, I did not like the Bucks trading Drew Holiday for Damian Lillard because I thought Drew gave you a bit of a almost true point guard, but also crazy defensive dimension. And so they have all the pieces to win a championship. I'm just sort of like, I'll believe it when I see it at the same time. Right. Yeah. All that to say, I got a real bad feeling about Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening. Like, it's they're a lot better than the Grizzlies as currently constructed. Or as currently duct taped together, I should say, not constructed.
Dude, the Trash Pandas thing, I don't know if anybody knows this. There is actually a minor league baseball team called the Trash Pandas. I think, is it Rocket City, I believe?
Rocket Trash Pandas.
Dude.
Of which I desperately want awesome. A hat. Yeah.
Awesome. A hat, so shout out to you, Wayne. I agree. And as Austin's saying, I think Austin backs you up as well. You know, they are the regular season champion. They like they, and that's the difference. And that's what I want people to understand. When I look at this team, I'm not saying I'm right. Most of the time I am wrong. And you tell me as well as my wife and most of you in the chat. But what I see in this is I see in this team playoff good. Right. I'm not looking at about the regular season. Winning games in the regular season is great. It's cool. We've done it. We did it through the core four many years. And I think I'm just kind of over the years now, I see like, hey, figuring out a way to be good in the playoffs is kind of what I always look at. So that's kind of probably a lot of what I see in general. And that's what I see in the Celtics. I think that they are great in the regular season. But when it comes down to it, they haven't got over the cliff yet. And so I'm still kind of waiting.
And they made an NBA Finals, right? They did. It's not me saying I don't believe this team can win a championship. It's me being like, I'm not convinced that they can. Because it's
right.
They haven't been able to put it together. Now, Porzingis brings another dimension, and he's like played this year. Yeah. Right. And he's actually played, which is to me, I never doubted Porzingis could be really good for them. It's okay. Will he be on the court for them? And he has. I just think the Brown Tatum thing has to work for them to win a championship. I'm not sure it's consistently worked enough yet for it to happen. Again, all this is like completely outside of the realm of Sunday. Again, I do not feel very good about Sunday for the Grizzlies. I think the Grizzlies, like you were saying earlier, are losing a lot of the almost adrenaline type steam that they were using. And so you can only carry that for so long, right? The good news is All-Star break's coming up eventually. So they've got a little bit of a breather on the horizon. And after that, you have the chance to get guys like Bane and Smart and maybe even Brandon Clark back. I mean, the Clark thing, I would be a little bit more surprised by this year with the state of the team. But all I'd say, you got a team that has everything to play for versus a team that has nothing to play for and is now probably pretty tired of having nothing to play for. So, I got a rough feeling. Yeah, let us know in the chat if you want us to do a show, because we don't get any – Or if you just adore us and like, hey guys, you really deserve a break. Like, to say that too, whatever you guys think. If you want to show on Sunday, let us know. Seriously.
Just by judging, and we're going to do this live, and we have not talked about this, I promise you. Let's do this. Let's agree on this. If the Grizzlies win, we do a show Sunday. If they lose, we don't do a show.
Okay. I'm in.
All right, so that's where we'll be. All right, so expect a show. If there's a win, we'll be here celebrating for sure with you. If not, there's no reason to do one, especially if it's a blowout. If it's an exciting game for some odd reason, there's an exciting part of it, we'll come on and do a show. But if there's some odd reason where there's not, and it's just a regular Joe, just a random sleepy Sunday, we're not going to do a show. There's no reason to, we're looking for days to take off one. And to kind of pull the curtain back a little bit, we try to take days off for doing, the show sometimes to kind of keep us, healthy throughout the year. But the reason is because if I take off a day, then you bring on a guest. If you take off a day, then I bring on a guest, and then we end up doing guest shows, and those are great and everything. I think if we can just take off, we actually keep us both on the show together. All right. So leading up into the trade deadline, which is Thursday, stay tuned because for one, the most important thing is we do have a show that we're going to do, and it's going to be the trade special, show, the NBA trade special show. It will be led by, Mark, but also the rest of the crew at BCM. I'm going to do at least, I think it's about 2 hours I have scheduled right now that I'm going to host that. It's going to be in the afternoon, roughly between 11 to 1 is my time, I believe. And so right around the lunchtime, I'm going to kind of be on there. And so make sure you tune in. It'll be probably on Twitter, more than likely. But most of it, I know you can be on YouTube. I guarantee that link will not fail for sure. So join us over for the trade deadline special. It'll be a good time.
I got a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you like the Rocket City Trash Panda hoodie or the Rocket City Trash Panda hat?
The hat is it.
I think I like the hat. And it's about time I got some Trash Panda gear. I've been looking at this for a long time. So I think it's time to pull the trigger.
As Wayne, the one about the Trash Panda fair call, rest those podcast knees, boys.
We need a Derrick Rose recovery program.
All right, so it should be a good time. What I'm going to say is I have a, like I said earlier, I do have a big meeting on Monday. It should bring some more, we'll say, revenue to the show, but it'll bring some higher profile names to the show. But the second thing is I have contacted a lot of people, especially circling around the trade rumors within the trade talks. I'm trying to get them on. Keith Smith is one of them that has said that he's going to be on the show at some point, and so he's always good. And so just like we did with Sane, we put in maybe hashtag Smith. You get to ask him questions live on the show. We'll have him on it sometime. But also, I'm going to have my guys over that do the betting stuff. I'm going to have them on at some point prior to the Super Bowl because I think it'd be important for them to share some of their insight on the betting stuff on the Super Bowl. For one, everybody watches the Super Bowl. Two, the Grizzlies, they're kind of out of it at this point. So I think interesting stuff. So we're going to have them on. I know I can get one. But if I said, do you know who Jonathan Coachman is? Would you know who that is?
I don't know who anybody is.
Does anybody know who Jonathan Coachman is? Or if I was saying, like, hey, do you know who Coach is? Would anybody know who that is? And so let me know in the chat real quick. But I have a message in to see if I can grab him for a few minutes on a show at some point. So even Goon, shout out, straight WWE guy. So I'm trying to get Coach on with us, just whether it's a few minutes or not. I'm trying to get Coach on with us. And so I've asked. And so especially since especially since The Rock just came back tonight for wrestling. Yeah, we'll see.
If that's a wrestling thing, I really don't know what it is. Yeah.
So he was pretty much The Rock's kind of dude throughout that time back in the Attitude era. So anyway, but yeah, so a lot of people might like him. He's a big name, but I'm going to try to get him on. But if not, we're going to have another guy on to do some Super Bowl stuff. So, all right, we ran way over than we should have, but tonight was fun. Anything else you have before we get out of here?
No. Nothing.
Thank you, as always. I'm Daniel. That's Nate. Go ahead and give us a like on the way out. As you're getting ready to close it, hit the like button, and then go ahead and close it out. We would appreciate it. But we will see you Sunday for a win. We will not see you. We'll see you. What's the next game?
The game after that one.
Obby. Do you know what it is?
I'm trying to find it.
The Monday. Knicks on Tuesday, the 6th. I'm trying to get Monica McNutt on the show, but unfortunately, I don't think we're going to be able to get her. But Monica McNutt, friend of the show, friend of mine, I don't think we'll be able to get her because she does do a show there, and I think they have some post-game stuff. But I'm going to try my best to get Monica McNutt to get on the show on Tuesday, the last one before the trade deadline. So that's going to be a big one. So we'll see you Sunday if they win, Tuesday if they lose. Be nice and tell your friends.